This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
JP's World. You heard it right. JP's World. Get your 10% discount right now. Use it. All caps. JPSWORLD.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome back once again to another episode. And in today's episode, like I said, on Monday, we are going to make this episode a special one, a longer version with our special guest from last time. Like I said, on Monday, Marco. Marco's back again with us. And today we're going to talk about all about the future of the MCU, the Phase 4. We got the release dates, we got the names, and now we have something to talk about. So let's cue real intros and I'll see you guys there. Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the JP's World. And welcome back once again, people, to the podcast where negativity ends, where we talk about everything, sports, movies, motivation, shows, current events, and more. I'm your host, JP. Get ready. We're about to start. And what is up, people? We're back once again after the previews and the beautiful, beautiful intros. And like I said, in this episode, I bring back again a very special guest. You guys met him on Monday on that short episode. His name is Marco. Marco, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, JP? Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to talk about Phase 4.
Yeah. So Phase 4 of the Marvel Universe, the MCU, finally we know the dates, finally we know the names. There's some name changes, we have them here so you guys don't miss that about. It was announced by IGN, and IGN is a very, very, very trustable source. So, first of all, the way they dropped the whole thing, that was like...
beautiful, almost made me cry.
I know. It was what? It was the Eternals first trailer, right?
I don't know if it was first trailer, but I think they just showed a couple shots from Eternals. I don't know if it was a full trailer, but they did show a couple shots. For Eternals.
And we started seeing some shots or concept art from the other movies from the Phase 4, and that was damn, that was fire, straight up fire, all that stuff. And first of all, I just want to say this from the get-go, how DC doesn't keep up with the fans. That was a meme, people, at the beginning of the week. First, it says how Marvel treats its fans. They lift us up. They give us all the movies that we want. They make us happy with this trailer. But then DC comes in and makes the fans of DC depressed. Warner Brothers, man, step up your game. Like, that was not necessary. Did you saw that video?
A video.
It was like a trailer. It's like it was super depressing because it even said what could have been for the DCEU.
Oh, and you saw the Snyderverse?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that video, but I seen the memes.
That is messed up. It's like, okay, I'm sad. There's we don't know if there's gonna be a Snyderverse, a continuation of the Snyderverse, but then they put the thing in the video. What could have been? So you're just giving up? All right. But yeah, people. So let's jump back to the business. Let's read out just the movies that we're expecting this year. And the first one is nonetheless than the movie that we've been pushing back since the pandemic started. And that is Black Widow. We've talked about that in the podcast before. Black Widow movie. So the official date right now is July 9 of 2021 in the US. So finally, we're having a Black Widow movie, but what are we expecting from the movie?
What are we expecting? Well, they've released so many trailers. To me, I guess we're going to look into her past between, between Civil War and what?
I think
is
so.
Is it right after Civil War when they exposed?
It's right after Winter Soldier.
Right after Winter Soldier, where like she released all the files, right?
Yeah, when she went, she goes back to a friend. She says at the end of the movie.
So I think we're gonna this movie's gonna reveal a lot about her past that we've never even got a glimpse of in the MCU.
Well, we had like a little shot. Remember when Scarlet Witch did the little thing in Age of Ultron?
Oh yeah, where she's like laying down and taking her somewhere, or like she's training.
Yeah. So we had a little glimpse of the Red Room, they call it. So, but
very little, not even close to what we're probably gonna get in the movie. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. But what I do want to see is if the rumors are confirmed that Robert Downey Jr. is coming back.
He's in the cast. He's in the cast on Google, but I don't know at the same time if you. I don't know if this is true, but if you type a name in Google or for a certain movie, like Google automatically puts that name in the cast, but I think he might be. I think he might be.
But how do you think they're gonna put him in there?
Maybe like a short, nothing special. Maybe like a short, brief of time because they're really close.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's over a call or I don't think it's gonna be a hologram. I think he's gonna be like in there in person. Mm-hmm. But I think he's not gonna play a major role.
No.
Or we could be wrong. He could be, but not like a. He's not gonna be on screen for a long time. But I think he will be in the movie.
Yeah, I know. For a short time, I really thought because, you know, I don't know if you remember when we were watching, this is the time when we were watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I thought that Walker, maybe, that they were going to take it that way, that someone from Falcon and the Winter Soldier was going to be Taskmaster, but then I remember this is a prequel.
Exactly, this is before all of this. I'm excited for Taskmaster. He looks very, he looks like he gets everything from some of the Avengers. He got the little... how do you say it? Where he steps on the shield and it goes to his arm. Yeah, Captain America. He uses a bow in one of the latest trailers, or in the second latest trailer, he uses bow and arrow like Hawkeye.
If I'm not mistaken, he also has claws.
Claws like Black Panther.
Yeah.
But Black Panther wasn't around.
That's true.
Maybe it might just be him.
Or maybe he knows about the existence of Black Panther at the time. So yeah. he takes from...
There's one more person. Who else that he imitates a lot? There's one more person. I can't think about who, but...
Well... It's the shield.
The shield.
Is the bow and arrow. The claws.
And obviously she copies Scarlet Witch. Black Widow's fighting style too. Because they had some action scenes and he knew all her moves.
That's true. That's
but
true.
I wonder how if like it's him or it's like his suit he's wearing. Or is there some like AI in his goggles that like... you know how Tony Stark did his thing with Captain America where it captured all his fight combinations and he countered it? Maybe it's like that. Or if it's actually... like the guy in doing all the work doing it, or is it like the suit doing it for him?
I really want to see what was the name of the dude that is helping Natasha. Is Captain Russia, like the
Captain Red or Captain Russia,
something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But I really want to see how he fights because that's basically Captain America but for Russia. So I mean, he's fat and everything. Yeah. He says I'm fat, but I want to see how he develops because not even in the comics you hear about him so much.
Yeah, he's very rare.
And now that you're seeing it
in the MCU.
Uh-huh. So for him to be in the MCU, I hope they give him not a very important role, but I hope
to see a prominent role.
Uh-huh.
And prominent.
To keep watching it in other movies.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah. But finally we're getting Black Widow because we've been waiting for it since what? 2019?
Since 2019, yeah.
Like the ends of 2019, beginnings of 2020, we were expecting it.
Yeah, because it was going to come out summer of last year, 2020, exactly. And never did. So 2019, yeah. So finally we got, I've been wanting a Black Widow movie since forever.
Yeah.
Because I was so interested in her past, probably since Winter Soldier, when we first got that little glimpse of her in the Red Room, or when Scarlet Witch did the head thing to her.
Yeah.
There was multiple occasions where we saw a glimpse of her past, and I was always curious, because I'm not much of a comic reader, so I don't know a lot about the Red Room and her past, and, you know.
Yeah.
But it looked very interesting, so I've been wanting a Black Widow movie for a long time now.
I know. But, and I remember I once said it on the show, before you came here to the show, that... Disney Plus was going to use that movie. What was the name? Raya and the Dragon, something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, they're gonna release it a couple of days early in Disney Plus, like a week early. You get early access.
Yeah.
That's what you were gonna say.
That's what I'm saying. Basically, like the experiment that they were doing with the people using Disney Plus worked because not everybody. I mean, I really want to go back to the movies, but you know, until they say, oh, it's really safe. You
until it's like for sure, you know.
Yeah. Don't use masks where you're on the movies because it's I.
Right now we don't have to wear masks.
We don't?
Not in the movies, I don't think so. Unless you're, I think, I don't know how the movie's set up right now. I haven't been to movies in over 2 years because of coronavirus, but
I know.
Hopefully. But the thing is, now the question is, will you buy it early when we watch it? Are we going to buy it early?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy it. Because, I mean, and that is the thing. We talked about this in the beginning of the
pandemic. And we said no, but then we changed our minds. We're just too excited.
I know. But in the beginning, I mean, if you think about it, it's going to be cheaper. Okay, we're going to stay at home. If we want to watch it at home,
mm-hmm.
but we're just going to pay. One person is going to pay and like exactly. 10 people are going to watch it. So it's going to be cheaper.
What I do want to watch in the movies is all the other Phase 4 movies that we're going to talk about up next. Those we have to watch in the movies.
Speaking of up next, then I think we already covered enough because we know a lot about Black
Widow. Yeah, we know a lot. There's not.
And maybe the fans know too, but so we need to jump into the next one. And the next one, it's actually really, really exciting. We got excited when we saw the trailer. And this is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which the release date, it's September 3rd of 2021. So it's really, really, really close. We are in May, so we are June, July, August, 4 months away of watching Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I'm very excited for that movie, too, because when you think it's a Marvel movie, it's Marvel's first martial arts movie.
Exactly.
So, like, and a lot of people said this when the trailer first came out. When you first look at that trailer, people wouldn't know that it was a Marvel movie unless it had the little Marvel intro in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't know. Unless you're a real fan and you know what the Ten Rings and the Mandarin and the fake Mandarin that came out in Iron Man 3.
Exactly.
So it's like, but I don't know too much about it, about that movie, or especially the Ten Rings. Doesn't each one give, like, a special ability or something?
Yeah, I've read about something like that. But remember that we already saw a member of the Ten Rings in Iron Man 1, which was the boss of that group that
killed. Oh yeah, because they had the flags of what's it called?
The Ten Rings.
Ten Rings. Oh, because yeah, I had the flag, I had the little sword, and then the Ten Rings around the sword.
Mm-hmm. And he was always like feeling that little ring.
I don't know, but that's one ring. Isn't the Mandarin supposed to have all ten?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what's confusing. I hope they gave us a little bit of clarity of what was the whole point of stealing him. Because I never really paid attention to that at all.
Yeah.
So hopefully they clear it up.
And I want them to clear that up. Because in the trailer, we see supposedly who was
the real Mandarin. Uh-huh. So, which is Shang-Chi's dad. No, not Shang-Chi. Is that his name right? Or what's his name?
Yeah, I think he changed.
Which is Shang-Chi's dad. In the comics, it wasn't his dad. It was someone else.
Exactly.
But it's going to be his dad. I like... Obviously, Marvel's good with the fighting coordination,
mm-hmm.
but especially its martial arts. To me, it looks good in the trailer so far.
But what I want to see also is like, remember when we were watching Iron Man 3 and the dude all cocky and everything with the power, like.
Oh yeah, with the tattoo.
Yeah, he said, "I am the Mandarin," and now we're watching the real Mandarin. So, what the heck? We have two fake Mandarins.
Yeah.
And this That's one. Weird. So I want to know. I wanted to explain at least some...
Two fake Mandarins in the same movie.
Exactly. So. What I want to see is for them to explain, like, you know, this happened. Oh! One of those moments where you're eating popcorn and you're like, oh, okay, thanks.
But you know, in Marvel, or, yeah, knowing Kevin Feige, I think he will.
Yeah. But... The like you said, the fighting style, like that's what got me hooked when I saw Shang-Chi, and then the little split kick at the
end. In the bus. Uh-huh. Yeah, where he kicked him in the bus. Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
I want to see his powers, because
he has powers.
I think he has powers kind of like Liu Kang kind of style of Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm.
You know, in the comics, or so I've heard, he's he's up there, like, in terms of hand-to-hand combat, like, mm-hmm. he's up there. He can beat anybody in hand-to-hand combat. And they said the only few people that can really give him a challenge is Iron Fist and Daredevil.
Ooh.
But in besides powers, if hand-to-hand combat, he said that he's one of the best, or if not the best in a Marvel hand-to-hand combat martial artist. But people said, or so I've heard, the only people that can give a competition is Iron Fist and Daredevil.
Of course, you would think that they knew each other, Iron Fist and Shang-Chi. Remember how excited we were with that show? Damn, I hope Disney Plus retakes it. Like, I know
they're supposed they have all the contracts now. They're just waiting. There we go. They have all the contracts since last year. They've been having the contracts now.
I just hope they bring the whole rated R material.
Oh, they are. As we've seen with Falcon and Winter Soldier, they've been putting in more gore, dude, more blood, more F-bombs.
I know.
More F-bombs in there, so.
Hey, guys, just a quick pause. I haven't forgotten about that episode. We're going to drop an episode about that, recapping the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I just gave you one episode, but we're gonna do that. Don't worry.
And they have Deadpool too. Side note, and Ooh. Kevin Feige said they're gonna keep it rated R with Deadpool. So
okay. Oh, here we go. I was looking for this on my phone while you were talking. The abilities of Shang-Chi. It says supreme hand-to-hand combatant. He is known for his expertise in all forms of fighting, and thus for his preference to eschew weapons for barehanded battle. Despite this, Shang-Chi's ability with swords, staves, nunchaku, and shuriken is also unmatched. See? Well, damn!
So, when did this movie come out? November?
I told you September.
Yeah, September, okay. 4 months, I think? Four?
Yeah, I think it's four.
4 months. Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
And then we jump to... This was kind
of
like...
Are these in order of release dates?
Yeah, this is in order of release dates. This list is like that. But... Here we are with the next movie that actually was like the main subject of the trailer, which is Eternals.
Ooh, yeah.
But what I don't get is that they told us that Eternals was going to be the movie that opened Phase 4, and now we're going to get it after.
They said that was going to open. They were going to open Phase 4.
Well, when was this? When was the how is this conference called? The D23
Expo.
Yeah, when they announced the first announcement of Phase 4. Eternals was the first movie, and then Black Widow and all that stuff. That's why
I think that was supposed to come out first. Remember I told you it was going to come out 2019 or 2020 and never came out. I think it was supposed to come out in November 2020, but it never came out. They kept having to go back because of COVID, but I didn't know that.
Let's see, let's find out real quick, so for the people to know, the Eternals, what are the names of them? There we go. So the Eternals basically are in the comics who started it all. So they were there first. And they have these mighty, mighty powers.
At least for me, I haven't seen them since Game of Thrones.
I know.
So it's going to be good to see him back again, back in action.
And watching him perform, because this is a side note. Did you know that he went to depression therapy?
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, right. Because he was so into the character of Jon Snow that after Game of Thrones, he was like, I cannot do nothing. Like, what's next? Damn, like, that deep you were in the character that you were sad that there's no more Jon Snow? Damn. And we also have Angelina Jolie. I forgot the names. Kit Harington is going to be Black Knight. Angelina Jolie is going to be Athena. Richard Madden, who was also...
Wait, what's...
Richard Madden.
Athena, okay.
He was also in Game of Thrones, and he's going to be Icarus. Chloe Zhao, I think she's not from the Eternals, because we don't have a name for that. Jima Shan is going to be Cersei. Millie Bobby Brown.
I did not know she was going to be in Eternals. Are you sure? Is that confirmed? I mean, there were rumors that she was in talks in Marvel that Millie Bobby Brown was going to be in Eternals.
But as who?
I don't know. Maybe like side character, but I wouldn't be surprised, you know.
And we also have Salma Hayek. Like, this is a
big... Yeah, Salma Hayek. Yeah, and we got, I don't know how to say his name correctly, the one that got super buff.
Oh, his name is Kumail Nanjiani. I'm sorry if you ever get the luck of listening to the JP's World. And I said your name incorrectly. I'm sorry about that.
I wish he was listening. No, but yeah, I'm very excited for that movie. I don't know anything about the Eternals, to be honest. Anything. They don't really know a lot.
I'm right there with you. Like, I have read some comics, but the Eternals, like, the name never called me to actually pick up the issue. and I know very little, but thanks to technology, thanks to how do we say, Google, mm-hmm. not sponsor, hopefully one day, I'm not, I don't know. Here we are. Angelina Jolie is gonna be Thena, who is a fierce warrior, Eternal, mm-hmm. who can form any weapon out of cosmic energy.
Wow.
God damn.
But the thing is, where would this be? What would this be before everything that we have seen in the MCU?
I don't know.
That's it. Or is it gonna? Maybe I don't know. Maybe it can go both ways. It can explain before and what they're doing now.
Yeah, like connecting two points. In the midst.
Uh-huh. Or what have they been doing? Or if I don't know how long the movie's going to be, but if they have time, they can do how they became and mm-hmm. what they were doing. And then now they're going to transition to what they were doing in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, what they're doing now between in phase four, between, you know, WandaVision and all these other shows and movies are going to come out. Mm-hmm. And how do they play, and how do they play a part in the phase four?
At first, I thought it was going to be like a prequel and it was going to be like before Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought it was going to be like that, but who knows? I want to know that the plot of this movie. Like, I'm really interested about it. And let's see another one. Another part of the Eternals. I saw. Oh, for example, this one, the one that got super buffed, Kumail Nanjiani. He's going to be Kingo, an Eternal who can project cosmic energy projectiles from his hands. In a mort with fame, Kingo becomes popular. What? Okay, a Bollywood film star to blend in on Earth. Oh, what?
Also, that's his character. He's a Bollywood film star. That's funny.
What a coincidence.
So to me, just by that, this is going to be in modern times.
Yeah.
To me, by that. Just by him saying he's a Bollywood star, he's going to be playing the settings during modern time.
Yeah.
Did you see Angelina Jolie with the sword?
Yeah, I saw it in the
But trailer. Is she a villain or no?
No,
she's part of the Eternals too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, Angelina Jolie is amazing. She's an amazing actress, but yes. She has a face of those characters that can betray you at any point.
Just look at Maleficent. Wait, no, that's not Maleficent, is it?
No. Yeah, Maleficent. Yeah, she wasn't Maleficent.
Yeah, just look at her. Yeah, she played perfect for that.
And then I want to see. Oh, Kit Harington is gonna be Dane Whitman, a human warrior who wields a mystical sword. So, Kit Harington is gonna be the human factor of the movie.
Interesting.
That's okay. And because the other actors and actresses who are gonna play Eternals, they were like cosmic entities.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, Don Lee as Gilgamesh, the strongest Eternal who can project an exoskeleton of cosmic energy. All these heroes are just cosmics.
Exactly. Cosmic superheroes. Yeah.
So maybe they know Thanos, or they have fought Thanos in the past.
Really? Fought Thanos in the past? Maybe another being. Not Thanos, maybe another being out there.
Like you mean what's the name of this dude? The one that eats worlds.
Galactus? But do they have a connection in the comics, or are we just saying random stuff that makes sense?
Maybe. I mean, Thanos versus Thanos. In the comics, Thanos is a member of the Eternals. What? Godlike entities created by the ancient alien race known as the Celestials. So they know Thanos. Thanos was an Eternal. So now we kind of have an idea of why he's so strong. It says, it is rumored also that Thanos is the last of an ancient and highly sophisticated species known throughout the universe as the Eternals. Okay, you said the same thing. So, but yeah, so it's going to have a tight connection with Thanos and his story arc.
Mm-hmm.
So we can put that out there. But yeah, this is going to be exciting movie, and we are closing the year with that. No, I'm sorry. We're closing the year with a really, really high and beautiful note, and that is Spider-Man No Way Home.
Boom.
And that takes us, because I'm saying we're closing this year with the highest note, because we've been expecting the third movie of Spider-Man for so long.
Yep. I'm excited. I have a lot of theories. I mean, me and you have a lot of theories. We talked about this many times before. Daredevil can come in, She-Hulk. This can bring in a lot of new characters. We know we're having a She-Hulk series very soon. And we know Daredevil, he's a lawyer.
And he's confirmed that he's going... he recorded some shots for the movie, because today
it's been confirmed, really, really confirmed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. I'm serious, because today I saw this clip. It was the actor, and Charlie Cox.
Yeah, Charlie Cox.
And he's with his red glasses, his cane and everything. He's making this peace sign to the camera, like, he's there in the on the set. He's recording. I was.
So this is because we're on the same basis of what's gonna happen. I think obviously he has to go on the run.
Yeah.
He's going on the run, or if not on the run, he's in hiding. He needs help. Who does he? He needs a lawyer first of all, or he might need some help. And plus, Hell's Kitchen is right down Queens.
Exactly.
They're all connected.
Remember we were talking about that New York is packed with superheroes.
Oh yeah, New York is packed with superheroes. But I think more likely we will see more Daredevil than She-Hulk. She-Hulk was great. I wish she would come out. She's also a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
But I think now with this being confirmed, I think it's more of a possibility that we see. I keep saying the actor's name. Daredevil. Because I think he's gonna need a lawyer. He's gonna need some help, not just as a lawyer, but also you know, fighting, you know. And maybe we might see Ned turn into what's the guy, the villain?
Oh, it's some
Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin, because Green Goblin is it.
And he got very skinny for his role. And in the comics, his Spider-Man's best friend turns into the Hobgoblin in the comics. And also, every single movie, live action movies with Spider-Man, his friend has turned
against him.
Against him, villain.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good possibility. And they say someone important might die.
Damn.
He has to. To me, someone has to die. Either, I know it's going to be hard to say MJ, even though I like their relationship very much, might be MJ. But I don't think.
MJ, no. Probably Happy.
People were saying, I saw a very big rumor that they're going to finish his career off in the MCU.
Damn.
But it has to be close, because to Peter Parker, because he hasn't really had that Uncle Ben, you know, died type of thing.
Yeah, they just touched the stuff.
He has to struggle. And so far in the MCU, he hasn't struggled. Besides Tony Stark's death, he has to struggle.
Everything
and has to be close to him.
You said that everything has been handed to him.
Exactly. I think, I don't know, I have a feeling it's going to be MJ, even though I don't want it to be MJ. I feel it's going to be MJ. But those are my predictions. Charlie. Daredevil is going to either help him, well, you know, as an attorney or as crime fighting, which he's going to do both. I would love to see it in the action. And also that plays into his show that he still needs to do.
Yeah.
I think he's great. Probably one of the best, or if not the best, Netflix Marvel show that there is.
I know. And if you got, and you and the audience remembers, when you watch the Netflix shows, when they were out or whatever, every single time they have a chance, they talk about the events of the MCU.
They brought up the Hulk in one of the episodes.
Yeah,
they brought a lot of what you're talking about in the Defenders. Oh, not the Defenders. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Defenders. They brought a lot. They brought the Hulk up there.
Yeah, the big
green guy.
They don't say the name per se, but they just.
I don't think they couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. They
even though it says Marvel in the beginning of every show, every episode it said Marvel. But
contract disputes, but hey. We are having an amazing here, like, time for us Marvel fans, because just imagine this, people, if we got excited for the first Spider-Man of Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire, probably the first time in modern times that we see Spider-Man the big screen.
Yeah.
And then we see the MCU with all the technology and everything, so it's a great time to be a Marvel fan.
And it comes out near Christmas. What day exactly in December?
December 17, 1 week before Christmas.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be in break, so that's gonna be a great time.
You know that movie. We need to watch it at midnight.
Movie theaters.
Yeah,
movie theaters for sure.
We need to watch it at midnight.
Anything after Scarlet Witch or Shang-Chi maybe. I don't think we're gonna have movies in July, but anything after Scarlet Witch. Everything after. Black Widow and Shang-Chi, important, too big.
Yeah,
too big.
And then after that big movie and that bomb of a movie to close the year, we start the next year, 2022, with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Even bigger bomb. I'm so excited, especially with the new WandaVision show that came out. It lost a little bit of hype.
Dude.
But the hype train will come back when the trailer released. Oh my god. And if you can see Remember when they dropped it? Remember in the video when they're dropping the titles, they show like, you know, the stuff or like the animation behind it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it. Well, this is the new one because before it was just red. But now it's like you can see like WandaVision sitting in the in the same position she was at the end of the show and the extra credits. You can see that right there.
Oh, damn.
That's the shape of something. And that looks like someone like legs crossed reading something like how Wanda was.
Damn.
Very excited. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is going to happen. I'm assuming, I don't know if Wanda's good or bad at this point because she's literally exposed herself to that book.
What is it? Darkhold.
Darkhold. Maybe, but she's not. I don't know. Maybe that can help her understand herself. Maybe be good. But I know, I have a feeling they're gonna fight at first. Always, it has to happen.
Yeah.
But then when they show up, but then something's gonna happen where a bigger threat comes and Wanda snaps out of it, or Doctor Strange helps her snap out of her evilness.
Yeah.
They're gonna team up, which is gonna be so cool. The two most powerful sorcerers in the MCU. And by the way, he's not a sorcerer. He's not Sorcerer Supreme yet. Not yet.
No. She's the witch, the queen witch, and.
No, I'm talking about Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah.
No. He's not Sorcerer Supreme yet.
He's not.
No, he's just sorcerer. They never called. Remember in Doctor Strange, when what's the bald guy?
The ancient one.
The ancient one. He's like, he never called him Sorcerer Supreme. He's like, oh yeah, ever since we don't have a Sorcerer Supreme. So maybe now he can finally become Sorcerer Supreme, where he can even get stronger and better.
And you know what? I think in that movie, we're having Wanda and we're having Doctor Strange. But you know, I think, I don't remember the dude, the villain. Well, the one that became a villain at the end of Doctor Strange, the black guy.
The one that showed, that first showed Doctor or Stephen Strange, like, the rules around here.
Yeah.
He was kind of jealous. Why did he leave? He was jealous a little bit?
No, it's not that he was jealous. It's just that he wanted everything done by the book.
And oh, yeah, he wanted everything done by the book, and Doctor Strange used the Time Stone to reverse time and then defeat, but maybe he might play a role.
Yeah. No, he has to play a role. Oh, Baron Mordo. Mordo. Okay, that dude. Well, in the comics, I know he's basically like we said on Monday on the question, arch nemesis. He's arch enemy, because he's basically the counterpart to Doctor Strange. Like, he's equal, but he's bad. But like, he wanted to do everything by the book. When he found out that the Ancient One was doing stuff to live more years, dark magic, he didn't like it. And then he started eliminating sorcerers. And he said at the end of that movie, too many sorcerers in the world. And when Doctor Strange used the stone, I don't know if you remember, he said, the multiverse is at stake here when he messed with the time.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to come back in this movie for that reason.
That could play into Spider-Man too. Not Spider-Man 2, but also Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, even though Spider-Man's first, that can set up. We still have a lot of stuff to go with Spider-Man. I heard they're bringing, I know the rumors about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, but I don't think so. I don't think this movie is too much. This is going to be a solo movie. Maybe the next Spider-Man.
Maybe.
Because I think that Doctor Strange, what's the official movie?
Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I think Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness is going to set up for Spider-Man 4.
Okay.
Which is then, after that movie, then they're going to bring in, what we do know, Dr. Ock is coming back in this movie.
Yeah.
We do know he's coming back.
He's been not just teasing it, he's been confirming
it. No, it's confirmed already. He confirmed it himself that he's in the movie.
Yeah.
So that's also another thing.
And he is the actor of the Tobey Maguire movie.
Exactly.
Like, what happened? You died in the river.
So that means they're connected somehow.
Yeah, I want to know how you're going to bring him back. He died, unless you're just pretending for the camera, and then when the camera pans out, you're just like, oh, I'm going to swim around. No. How? You died. So that is going to be a great, like, twist. All of a sudden, Doc Ock comes out of nowhere. And you're like, how?
Mm-hmm.
And then after Doctor Strange, and we need just to close out the Doctor Strange movie, I think one of the theories was that the madness in the multiverse was going to be happen, obviously because of Wanda, but because if you remember at the end of WandaVision, she actually finds her kids in some other dimension.
Yeah, that's right.
She listens to them and she's like,
that's okay. When she opens her eyes and then it just cut like to the credit scenes.
So they're going to fight, like you said, and maybe Doctor Strange is going to make her snap out of it, like, hey, you want your kids?
Or he helps her find her kids, helps her get her kids. I don't know, but that's going to be a long movie. Hopefully, it's going to be a long movie.
Hopefully.
Does it say on Google officially?
No, it doesn't say the runtime. That is... That
it
is,
should say it.
I know, but it just says the release dates. We also have a list of the other shows, but it doesn't say specific dates. We just know the years. But the runtime, we don't know. But we need to keep it moving, so... We need to go to the next movie, which is Thor: Love and Thunder. Oof. Another good one. This is the fourth movie for Thor, right? Yeah, because it was Thor, and then Dark World, and then Ragnarok. Yes, this is the fourth movie.
Taika Waititi is coming back.
Yeah, Taika Waititi.
That's going to be... He is bulking to the max. I told you this already, but... The body double of Thor said, I'm having trouble keeping up with this guy's physique. It's so hard to try to keep up with them. This is going to be... I have no idea. I don't really know the plan. I don't really know anything about it, but it looks cool. The set photos, we know... What's your guy's name? What's her name?
Russell Crowe? You said...
No, that's for later. I will talk about that in a little bit. But okay. The girl's name...
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, she's going to be not a new Thor, but just like the girl version of Thor.
Yeah.
Because Thor, I don't know how long he has left in his contract, but he's still going to play Thor if he wants to. But she looks buff. In the photos, her arms are like bigger than average people's arms, like a lot of people's arms. Mm-hmm. So it's like, damn. So, and we saw pictures of Peter Quill.
Also, yeah, we saw.
Star-Lord. We saw, who else? We saw the guy, we saw the assistant to Yondu.
Ooh, okay. He has
the thing, the little mohawk, the metal thing.
The fin, yeah.
He has a fin now before he didn't have it, so that's crazy. Who else we see?
Well, we saw him.
We saw the robot chick.
Oh, yeah.
Gamora.
Nebula.
Nebula, Gamora. We saw Gamora too.
Gamora? Oh. Okay.
I saw her.
Oh, okay. Then Gamora's coming back because remember, she left after Endgame. They're looking for her.
Who, Gamora? Yeah. Oh, because that's not the real. That is a real Gamora.
That is a real Gamora, but she's from the past.
No, you're talking about the other Nebula. No, you're right. Yeah, because I remember Endgame, he tased him. He's like, seriously, that's the guy I like?
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm with? Oh, yeah. But I think Thor: Love and Thunder is going to be very good. Another Thor Ragnarok, very good movie. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to be based. I haven't really done my research. But, yeah. It's going to involve a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy. And now, I don't know what's next after this, but if it is Guardians of the Galaxy, I think Thor would play a big part in Guardians of the Galaxy also.
Well, the next one, no. In chronological order, no. The next one is Black Panther. But yeah, they actually need to grow together because supposedly after Endgame, they're traveling together. So at some point, either Thor became part of the Guardians of the Galaxy or it was Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor and they're just traveling together. But if I remember in the comics, there is this time where Thor becomes strong again, but that is going to be like in the comics, that is the reason why we have a female Thor, because he feels like he is not worthy anymore of any hammer, not even Stormbreaker, that he just uses a sword and he's named Odinson. He's not Thor. He's not nothing. He's just Odinson. He has the power of thunder because he is the god of thunder. But after he surrenders the hammer goes to Jane Foster because she's the next worthy that is just right there. So maybe they're going to pull out something like that and we're not going to have fat Thor anymore.
I don't know, but he's getting super big for a reason.
Yeah.
Not just he might give it up for a little bit, but he's going to be Thor. Yeah. There's no way he's too big to not wield some type of hammer.
Exactly.
But what I was going to say, I know this is not chronological order, but I still want to talk about a little bit of the new, what's it called?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I think someone dies there. There are rumors because if you notice in each of the logos and the animations, whoever, the color of it is someone that dies that's related to that color in the movie. like in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Yondu dies.
Yeah.
They had some, I don't know if it was blue or red in the title or in the thing when they announced it.
It was kind
of
like
every neon. Guardians of the Galaxy movie, the whatever color it is, whoever color that is attached to, it dies. Mm. People are saying Rocket in this one.
Why Rocket?
I don't know. People are saying Drax.
Drax?
But those are the top two front runners that people think. It's either Drax or Rocket. They think they're going to die. Peter can't die, man.
No, not yet.
Remember I told you, he's going to die eventually. There's been a rumor that he's going to die in a main Avengers event.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a solo movie or in his Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I think he's going to die eventually. But since there's no big Avengers events in Phase 4, because the last thing is what?
The last thing of the Phase 4 is actually
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's going to close it off. So I think maybe Phase 5, when another big, Avengers event, people are saying they're going to kill him off there.
Damn.
So I think it's going to be Rocket or Drax that's going to die.
Damn. I mean, Rocket is going to be a hit because
Smart one. He's the brains.
I love Rocket. Like, what the hell? And Drax, yeah, he's cool, but I'm not saying he's not important, but I will prefer Drax. Like, he's not going to hurt me. Like, I'm not gonna feel it that close to the chest if he dies.
Man.
Because Drax, he is part of him, but it's not a... Again, I don't want to say he's not important, but he doesn't get too much screen time. That's what I'm trying to say.
Next is Black Panther.
Ooh, that is one of the biggest changes. That is one of the biggest changes.
Not the biggest change. They don't have the main actor. That's the biggest change.
Yeah, I was going to say about the name.
Oh yeah, Wakanda Forever. Very 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 nice name. I have a couple theories on that too. We talked about it. Remember?
Yeah.
Ryan Coogler said that he's not recasting.
Yeah.
Ryan Coogler said that instead of focusing a lot on Black Panther itself, he's gonna focus around the city of Wakanda more. He's going to focus on the city of Wakanda and how each character takes the loss differently. I don't know how, if he falls off a cliff and then he dies, I don't know how they're going to play his death out.
Damn.
Strong War, he died in a fight, maybe. I don't know how he dies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to play it off. But they're going to more, to me, or he said that they're going to focus more around the actual city of Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit on Shuri. I feel it's too early for her. I feel like we're going to see her in whenever movie that we see her in. I don't know. But I think in the next movie that we see her in, she's going to be Black Panther. Or maybe at the end of this one, like as a post-credit. But I think in the comics, she was Black Panther, right?
Yeah, after
he dies. After he dies, yeah. I mean, I don't know. She is going to have to... It's a lot in one movie.
Yeah.
If they're going to focus on the city and make Shuri Black Panther, I don't think it's going to happen right away. I think they're going to... I think the main character is going to be Shuri.
Yeah.
They're going to... Her character development, how she's going to take the loss.
Mm-hmm.
That now she's the heir to the throne, right?
Yeah.
She's the heir to the throne. So how she's going to handle it. She's what? She's the prince? Queen? She's not the queen.
No, she's the prince. Princess. Like princess. The queen is still alive.
Yeah, which is her mom.
Yeah.
But who's going to take king? Or the mom's going to take both the roles. I don't think it's possible. This can, because usually when a king dies, the queen takes over.
Yeah. She's kind of like, and going back to Game of Thrones, Queen Regent. The mom, that is the title of the mom of every king, like Queen Regent.
But yeah, I think it's going to focus a lot around her and the city of Wakanda and how she takes the loss. And I think she's going to, towards the end, she's going to accept it that she has to be Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
She's super smart. She can create her own suit. So she's going to do that. Hopefully... I don't think they're going to do it as fast, but I think she's going to be Black Panther by the end of it, or at least in the post-credit, give us, like, a hint. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe, you know how they do hints where they just show the suit?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those things where at the end of the movie, post-credit, whatever, we see the post-credit scene, and it's just going to show a female version of Black Panther suit, a suit.
Do you think they're gonna add Atlantis in this one? Because remember, remember in Endgame when they're like, there was an earthquake in the...
Ocean. That's Namor, right?
Namor, uh-huh.
I don't know, because I don't know. They haven't said anything about it. I don't think so.
I think that was the original plan, but, you know, these things are never planned. So when Chadwick Boseman, R.I.P., he dies, then I think they change the whole story. I think, like you said, they're gonna focus more on the city of Wakanda, maybe mourning the loss of the king. But I think that was the original plan. But after this, they're like, okay, different story. Let's change it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they're going to be like, we have time. In another movie, we're going to introduce Atlantis and Namor and everything. But in this movie, I don't know. I don't even have an idea of who the villain is going to be.
The villain?
There hasn't even been rumors about that.
No, it's so far ahead. But at least those are our predictions so far. And at least they did the intro. When is the release date again?
July 8th.
Of 2022 summer?
2022. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be the summer. So it's going to... But the thing that I like the most is that before it was Black Panther 2, just as it is. But now it's called Wakanda Forever. And that is a great, great way to honor Chadwick Boseman's memory. Like, mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And I don't know, man. I feel from this list, if we can put them maybe top three, top five, it's around the top places, the movies that we are most expected.
Anticipated for.
Anticipated. Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
What's the next movie?
The next movie is The Marvels. Before it was just Captain Marvel 2. Now it's going to be The Marvels, and that is why, the reason.
Proton.
Fulton. Rambo. Fulton, exactly. Proton.
The kid with the girl, little girl,
Ms. Marvel.
She's coming on the show already, right? Or no?
Ms. Marvel, no. She's gonna be introduced in this movie.
You know me with Captain Marvel. I'm really, to be honest, only interested in Fulton in this one. that movie, I'm not really anticipated for the movie. I don't know how it connects to Phase 4. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm gonna watch it is for Monica Rambeau. Mm-hmm. I really liked her in WandaVision and. They were going to expand her character even more. She had way more scenes, but they were cut out because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
There's a lot of stuff that got cut out of Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision.
Damn it, COVID.
But, yeah, I'm just excited just for maybe the little girl, Marvel, the big S. What's her name? She has a big S all over.
I thought it was Miss Marvel.
I think it is Miss Marvel.
Let me see. The Marvels. There we go, cast. So yeah, we have what? Okay, no. Sorry about that. I put the Marvel cast, not the Marvels cast. So this is going to take me to like 100 actors. The Marvels cast. Let me see. So we obviously have Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. Here we are. Cast. We have Kamala Khan. I mean, Iman Vellani. That is the name of the girl, Kamala Khan. And she's gonna be Miss Marvel. And then we have the same actress, Tiona Paris, reprising her role as Monica Rambeau.
Very excited for that. I think they're gonna fight?
They have to fight.
But the thing is, you think what's the little girl's name? Miss Marvel?
Well, Kamala. Well, the name of the girl is...
But there's set photos of her with the big ass. She's Miss Marvel. Yeah, I don't know why they put her name like that, but I think she's going to step in the middle between them.
Yeah.
Because she has to step in the middle. I don't see her fighting anyone. She's so new. Mm-hmm. We've seen the other two a little bit, but I know they're going to fight. Their powers are almost the same, similar.
Exactly.
I kind of like Monica Rambeau's powers better because she can see... what was the thing again?
Energy.
Different energies
mm-hmm. that surround
the and things. She can absorb the energies too. Remember when she got it went through her body, the body was absorbing it. Mm-hmm. And I like how her eyes change depending on the energy that she's looking at or she's feeling or whatever. I don't know, can she switch like that?
Yeah,
it's just like if one day I want gamma, or the next second I want, you know, the blue one, whatever.
Yeah, she can just change it on
that's special that I don't think Captain Marvel has.
Yeah, she's just energy from the Tesseract. That's the power of Captain Marvel.
But they're going to fight, and somehow Miss Marvel's going to step into it. Mm-hmm. They'll get in the between, like, hey, what the hell are you guys doing?
You guys are both good.
Exactly. You guys are both good guys. We're on the same team, and then they're going to find, I don't know, I don't really know about how they do that in the comics.
I want to see why they fight, because remember in WandaVision, we saw
that. Oh, she was salty.
She had this little grunt when she's like, Carol Danvers was out there. And
You know why? You know I think why? There is a rumor by new rock stars, something like that. Maybe she has some resentment for maybe not saving her mother. Remember they went on a mission and maybe she didn't save her mother. Mm-hmm. And she had a little bit of resentment towards that.
Yeah.
But, and she's still mad.
But what did she... I don't know. She had cancer, right? The mom of Monica Rambeau. She died of cancer in the 5 years of people not being there. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I think it was cancer.
But I don't know. She has to do something. Hopefully they clear that up too. I want to see what. Why is she still mad? Mm-hmm. And I do hope they fight.
It's gonna be a cool fight. But yeah, I think that theory is the one that.
Oh, and we're gonna see a real costume, not just the sword thing that she was wearing kind of hinted of what her costume was with the gray and stuff.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna see her in full action costume. Super cool. I'm so excited.
That one releases on November 11th of 2022. So that is for the weekend of Veterans Day.
What was it?
November 11th.
Oh, November 11th. Okay, yeah.
I think, yeah, it's Veterans Weekend. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day weekend. And then after the Marvels, we go to Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Mania.
Beautiful.
Beautiful movie. And this movie is going to set up for... No, it's not set up. We're going to get introduced to Kang the Conqueror. And that is big.
Who is that guy again?
Kang the Conqueror is like a time traveler villain for the Avengers and every other superhero of Marvel. He travels through time to conquer different times of Earth. And there was this theory, again, by New Rockstar. Shout out to New Rockstars for helping us.
Kang the Conqueror. There
Kang?
Is.
I said it wrong? Kang,
yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And they say, if you guys remember on Ant-Man and the Wasp, or even I think also came out in Avengers Endgame, there was this little city on the Quantum Realm. You. It was one of those times that if you blink it, you miss it. Mm-hmm. And there was this little city in the Quantum Realm. And people... New Rockstars and other people say that might be Kang's city.
Like, yep, he's the actor that's gonna be playing Kang the Conqueror, or the Conqueror. He's gonna be he's in the cast for the movie.
Yeah, so Quantumania. So maybe we're gonna see an adventure of the Ant-Man and the Wasp trying to stop Kang from the plan. And there was also this theory that. It's not confirmed, but it was actually a cool theory that came out of a book that Marvel came out with after Endgame and all this pandemic and all this little dead time that we had in between these movies. Mm-hmm. Where, if you guys remember on the movie Endgame, when Tony Stark says to Captain America, if you mess with time, time messes back with you.
Yep.
Supposedly, before that, there was 3 days that we didn't see in the movie. 3 days before the snap to bring everyone back and everything. Mm-hmm. So supposedly this theory says that Tony actually went back in time.
And fought Kang.
You saw that theory, right?
Oh, you told me about it. I
told you.
Yeah,
okay.
You told me about it, yeah.
So yeah, supposedly in those 3 days, he went back, fought Kang, because he had another premonition that he was coming. So he's like, no, I have everything I need to stop it before it happens. And... supposedly, the theory says that he stopped him, but in doing so, in the timeline, that is how, supposedly, why Thanos comes back and we have Endgame. But we're still yet to see if that is actually true, because it's just a theory again. Mm-hmm. But it was a theory that blew my mind. I was like, oh.
Thanos fighting Kang, or Tony Stark.
Tony Stark fighting Kang. Mm-hmm. And then... I'm excited to see how they're going to bring it to live action, because I only see it in comics and
cartoons.
And cartoons.
Animated, yeah. Animated cartoons. I'm excited for that.
Okay.
How many movies do you have left? Two or one more, right?
Two more. Well, we already talked about a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think we touched our subject on that.
Yeah, we already touched that subject. But now...
The finisher.
The finisher and the biggest. Yeah, exactly. The biggest teaser of the list, because we...
No trailer, no date, no nothing. No trailer, no date. They did us dirty. Disappointed, but Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
John Krasinski from The Office is a front runner for Reed Richards.
Oh my God, my feelings. You're coming up with the surprise that he's actually...
No, and you know what they said? You know how him and Emily Blunt, they're married together, right? Mm-hmm. You know how they did The Quiet Place together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Supposedly, they're gonna play as the couple, Reed Richards and... What's the girl's name?
Sue Storm,
because they're a couple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And people thought, since they did so many movies together as couples, like uh-huh. Quiet Place, stuff like that, it was a rumor that they could also play... The two superhero couples too.
Damn,
they have the chemistry.
Yeah,
John Krasinski is. I think he's perfect for that role. Reed Richards, wow, so, the smartest, one of the smartest, or he's the smartest now in the MCU.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can't wait for that.
And the only bad thing about the Fantastic Four in the MCU is that, one, we have so many expectations for it. That is a bad thing, because you don't know if you're gonna get disappointed or not. But also the bad thing for me, maybe I'm gonna just enclose me, is that I have it wasn't trash at all, the first Fantastic Four, but I want a big surprise, because mm-hmm. I want to see again the Fantastic Four.
Oh, I don't know what the surprise is. Silver Surfer. Ooh. Silver Surfer. Guess who else who's connected to Silver Surfer? Galactus.
There you go.
Supposedly, Galactus is going to be the new Thanos for the next 10 years. Hopefully, it doesn't take 10 years to get the big... We did see a little bit of Galactus in the first...
Yeah, in the second movie. But
the thing is, it wasn't the Galactus we know. It was like a big storm.
I know.
Because in the comic, Galactus is not really a shape. It's just, he can be many things.
Exactly.
But the main thing is the one we see in the comics with the purple thing and the horns.
Yeah, the big-ass gigantic man.
Yeah. And that... It's going to be... We still got Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
We still got Latvia, you know?
It has been mentioned in the recent shows. I think in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I don't remember in which show it said Latvia. So I'm like, oh.
But they're connected. Silver Surfer is like the henchman or right hand man to Galactus.
Yeah, the beacon they say.
I think we're gonna see Silver Surfer, but we're not gonna see Galactus yet. I think he's gonna be the final that's gonna end however many phases this new era of mm-hmm. it's gonna last. But he's gonna be the big bad. Like Thanos was the big bad, he's gonna be the new big bad. He's the new one, and he's coming, but not anytime soon.
I know.
It's gonna be a long time, because I think they still have smaller. If we're talking about Avengers threats, we still got Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
We still got. We still got a lot of things before we reach Galactus, mm-hmm. but that's given a hint that Galactus could come. Oh, he's not could. He is.
Yeah, he needs to.
If there's gonna be a Fantastic Four, we're gonna see Silver Surfer, and after there's Silver Surfer, we're gonna see Galactus. I don't know when, but I know we're gonna see him eventually.
Exactly.
Next five to ten years, he's coming. I can't wait to see Silver Surfer again.
What I want to know is who's gonna be the Human Torch, because you know all the casting changes.
Yeah.
Chris Evans was the Human Torch.
And then Michael B. Jordan.
And then Michael B. Jordan. So who is gonna be the Human Torch? So. There's not even rumors for that part.
The only rumors I've seen is Reed Richards and his girlfriend.
And honestly, I cannot.
And the thing, no one has even talked about the thing.
Exactly.
Like, it's so underrated, but I think it's so far. I think they're just focused on the main actors, the two leaders.
Yeah.
Because they've been talking about John's conversation about being Reed Richards for a long. He has the height. I mean, recently he's been getting buff.
He has the looks.
He's very tall, he's not scrawny anymore, but how he was in the office. But I don't think he's going to be scrawny in the movie. He's playing a superhero. He has to be somewhat lean muscle.
It's Marvel movies. He needs to be buffed.
Yeah, I mean, he already is. Remember when he did the Soldier movie?
Oh, yeah.
He got super buff. So hopefully it's him. That's what I think. And hopefully Emily Blunt, his wife, is also going to play.
Yeah.
What's her name? Something Storm?
Sue Storm.
That they have the chemistry, and they're both very great actors.
What I don't want is for like you said, no one's talked about the thing, but I want to design
a good thing.
Exactly. Like the first Fantastic Four movies, it was a good design. It looked obviously really plastic and prop. I don't know how to
say. They use a lot of props for that.
Yeah, and then we come to the second Fantastic Four movie for Fox, but it doesn't work. It looks like he's crumbling every time he walks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look stable. I didn't like the design personally. So I want them to find a way to put a good thing mm-hmm. in the big screen. But damn, this whole announcement blew our minds, and like you guys heard right now, we have a lot of theories. We have a lot of good theories, and we cannot wait. We cannot wait for us to go back to the theaters or watch it. But the new Phase 4 is upon us, and we're going to kick off it with the Black Widow movie in just
a couple months.
Yeah.
2 months, yep.
Anything you'd like to add before? Because we're already on the closing stages of the show.
Yeah, no, just very fun to talk about in the MCU. And we're going to keep talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. We,
you know, every movie, every show, you know, yeah. I would like to be back to talk about those
obviously,
things.
Obviously. The door is open. The door is open.
So, you know, just give me the contract. I'll sign it. We've been planning other stuff besides superheroes.
Yeah, we've been planning other stuff. So,
hopefully, you know, you guys can be ready for that.
Yeah, and you guys don't know because it was a really short introduction. It doesn't make any justice to hear the person that it is, Marco, but he loves sports. His favorite sport is obviously, like me, football, but yep. He also loves basketball.
Yeah, those are top two.
Yeah, basketball, and then soccer. So, now I can say that I have the perfect fit for a co-host in those episodes, people. Marco's going to be around for some episodes, so get used to his voice. I hope you guys, he's great.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot of content these next couple of years.
Yeah. And let's close it with some all these new is like, sheesh, and the thing that the youngsters are doing, like if I were too old, but yeah, they're doing that. Okay, people, so we're in the closing stages. We are going out with the...
A bang.
What?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Going out with the bang.
Yeah. And I need to remind it again because I need to take it out of my chest. That was the biggest tease of that video.
Yes, it was.
We just saw the logo, the Fantastic Four. No dates, no nothing, but hopefully...
Hopefully soon they can give us a glimpse of something. At least a test.
Please. Before we go, I found out before we started recording this episode that this week... Wait. We're recording this before, so by the time that you guys listen to this, there's already out. It was the Venom trailer.
Oh, I heard of that. When?
Supposedly when? Monday. So Monday. Maybe you guys, by the time you listen to this, you already saw the trailer. But if not, we're going to talk about that in another episode. But yeah, we're having Carnage.
Is Venom, let there be Carnage.
Yeah.
Yes, very excited.
Man, this is going to be a great, great couple of years to be a superhero fan.
Yeah, what year? Remember I showed you a list of the next 3 years, all like combined Marvel and DC? But Marvel 2022 is going to be stacked.
Yeah, Marvel is again taking all the dollars, and we're happy to give it to them.
Yep, happy to give them. DC, catch up.
Yeah, DC, catch up. And
we got to be excited for DC too, but that's Batman. But that's a whole other episode.
A whole other episode, people.
We gotta wait for that.
But before I roll the messages, Joss Whedon, screw you for what I found out you tried to do to Gal Gadot. Screw you, man. You can be better. Don't do that. So that is for another episode because I actually have a rant about that. But yeah, before we go, people, remember that you can send us a voice message through the link in the description of every episode. Remember that you can purchase merch for the podcast, shirts, hats, and stickers. The shirts are $18, the hats are $15, and the stickers are $5. Now you can hear again the prices because the 10x10x10 challenge is over, and all this plus shipping depending on where you are geographically. And we're leaving, people. Let's cue the real outros. And remember to stay tuned for the next episode next Monday for Motivation Mondays. So let's leave it out here. We love you, people. Cue the real outros. See you guys later. And that was it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the show and are enjoying the episodes, the number one thing you can do for me is subscribe, rate, and review this show. And don't forget to share it with your friends. I am your host, JP, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.